Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Engel. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Havens. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball four. Washington moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Brunansky moves to second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Remy moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Remy scores. Rice moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice scores. Perez moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nichols. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Nichols steals second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Washington reaches second base with a double. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Brunansky moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Perez reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Laudner moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Laudner moves to third. two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettman takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brunansky. Evans moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Castano catches it and throws to first to double up Rice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 2 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's Twins, 3, Red Sox, 3. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gedman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gedman for a passed ball. Washington moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Brunansky is called out on strikes. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 3 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Washington moves to third. 2 outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Engel moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Engel scores. Laudner moves to third. It's 5-3, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Ward steals second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward throws the ball into Castano, who tags Remy, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Evans reaches second base with a double. Ron Davis now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-4 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Brunansky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-4 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Engel moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Engel moves to third. Laudner moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Engel tags and scores. Laudner tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Laudner scores. Ward moves to third. It's 7-3, Twins. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-5 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.